Morale is like happiness. You can't force it down someone's throat. But maybe you can change conditions so people feel better. That seems to be the thinking behind the Department of Homeland Security Morale Recognition, Learning, and Engagement Act. Can morale improvement really come from a law, though? For an assessment, we turn to Jeff Neal, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department. And Jeff, I guess the main question is, when you were there, would you have benefited from a law like this?
I might have benefited from a law like this, but probably not a lot. You know, when you look at what it requires, it requires the CHECO, which is the job I used to have, to assess the development needs of employees. And that's something that the department does right now. They may not do it in as formal a way as this bill calls for, but they do that. It wants the department to maintain a catalog of development opportunities, a training catalog. That's a good thing. It's not going to change the world. It wants to make certain that adverse action programs comply with the law. Well, they comply with the law already. It wants to be designated as the Chief Learning and Engagement Officer. DHS has had a Chief Learning Officer for years. When I was there, it was a guy named George Tanner. It's a different person now, but that position's existed a long time. The thing that I think might make the most difference in this law is the requirement to bring the components together in an employee engagement steering committee that actually can report in at a high level. The Undersecretary of Management will chair it. And that committee should be looking at the things that have a negative impact on employee engagement and morale in the department, and then maybe have the ability to push solutions to that. So that, I think, is a good thing. And then the bill also calls for an awards program to give honorary awards to employees. The department already has that as well. One of the really important things about the bill is that it clearly says that Congress is interested in morale at DHS. It lays out some things that the authors think might make a difference. But it very clearly says no additional funds are authorized to carry out the requirements of the Act.
Especially on the award front, without cash, without something tangible, awards frankly don't carry a lot of weight, though, do they?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think a lot of people view significant honorary awards as being more meaningful than financial rewards. You know, most of the monetary awards that federal employees get are not that big. It's not like you're giving somebody $100,000. And so a lot of people really do value those honorary awards, particularly if it's something given by the secretary. You know, if you're working on the border and working in a really tough job and you get brought to Washington and you can bring your spouse with you and you get to stand in front of the secretary and the secretary shakes your hand and gives you an honorary award, I think that does mean something.
So, well, you might be onto something there. I've got some awards that I got 35 years ago from company chiefs, just a plaque with a kind of a nice thing, brass thing on. And you know what? They're hanging to this day in my home office.
Yes. And if you got a cash award 30 years ago, would you remember now anything that you did with that money?
No, I do remember the company car, though.
Oh, that would be good.
But that was a long time ago also. But I guess the legislation strikes me as having the point of view, Jeff, that there are commonalities across the department that might be affecting morale. But given the diversity of jobs of those 166,000 odd employees, from, as you say, Border Patrol agent, TSA officer, to people that do procurement and accounting and all of that, is there really something common that affects morale in something as diverse as Homeland Security?
Yes and no. There are things that I think would be consistent problems across the department. And then there are other things that are peculiar to an individual component or even to a specific location within the component. You know, one of the things that Congress tends to do, and it's just the nature of the beast, is they tend to look for big department or agency-wide or government-wide solutions to things. And that's not the way the departments actually work. DHS is all over the place. They have a lot of different types of employees. They do lots of different types of work. They do have the common theme that one of the biggest occupations they have are law enforcement related occupations. And so you may find that there is a lot of similarity between different types of law enforcement and law enforcement related positions. You know, we tend to try to solve things in really big bites, and the solutions generally are in smaller and more targeted programs that look at what people do.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department, and looking at the old secretary, Jay Johnson, and his Unity of Effort program to try to get the department unified. In a way, that was kind of a big bite of a big problem. What's your assessment now? Here we are 7-8 months since he's gone, and the new secretary, John Kelly, says that was a really good program and had pledged early on to continue with it. What's your assessment of that one?
I think the secretaries both were right. It is important to try to have that department operate in a more unified way. If you recall, the whole reason for creating the Department of Homeland Security was the idea that these components did have a lot in common. They did overlap in a lot of areas, and that if we want to have to secure our country, one of the things we should do is make certain all of these organizations work together. And if you don't have them working together, then you negate the value of having a Department of Homeland Security. Secretary Napolitano had a similar program. What Secretary Johnson did was actually, in many respects, a continuation of Secretary Napolitano's One DHS plan. And so she was focused on what she called One DHS. Secretary Johnson gave it a new name, but it's still the same basic idea that DHS ought to operate as a much more unified organization where it's sharing information, where it's working together well. One of the things that's kind of funny, by the way, that I heard from people a lot when I was in DHS is that a lot of these issues around unity of effort and working together are headquarters issues. The people in the field actually do work together much better than people in the headquarters do. So when you see people on the ground on the border from CBP and from ICE, they're actually working together. And they do cooperate with one another. So it's when you get farther away from the actual mission and get into the running of a department or a component that there's probably less of the interaction and interoperability than there needs to be.
So getting back to the Morale Act, which was sponsored by Benny Thompson of Mississippi, good thing, bad thing, or neutral if it passes?
I would say it's on the positive side of neutral. You know, Congressman Thompson really does care about this stuff. He and I talked about it a lot when I was the Chico at DHS. And what he's trying to do are things that are logical, that make sense. Some of them are things that are doing already. And I think the thinking behind them is probably, well, let's put some legislative language behind it to make certain they get the resources to do it. So I would say it's got a modest chance of providing small improvements. If you really want to see bigger improvements, one of the big things that could help doesn't take any money. It doesn't take an act of Congress. It takes people stopping criticizing DHS employees all the time. This is something the secretary has talked about a lot since he was appointed. He's basically asked people to lay off of his workforce, and that does affect morale at DHS. You know, when you hear members of Congress or folks in the press bad-mouthing the department all the time and bad-mouthing its individual employees, that hurts morale a lot. And TSA has suffered from that a lot. People love to pick on TSA. You know, when they were doing enhanced pat-downs, there was a lot of really inappropriate language used about TSA officers and calling them gropers and everything else. And that kind of language is disruptive and really damages morale of that workforce. And I would second the secretary's idea that people should give his workforce a chance to do their jobs and stop personally criticizing them every chance they get.
Jeff Neal is former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department, now Senior Vice President at ICF International. As always, thanks so much.
Delighted to be here.
Find a link to his column on the Morale Act and many other topics and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.